This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is hour number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Did a little switcheroo this evening. We normally have Rob at the beginning of the show. Now we're having him at the end of the show. How are you doing, sir?
I am great, Bill. Thank you for having me back.
Yes, sir.
I missed you last week.
You were on the road, right?
Well, yeah, I went on vacation. All right, I didn't miss you a lot. It was great being in the Florida Keys with my family.
I can only imagine. I've never been there. I've never been there. I would love to go there. But anyway, you were saying.
If you like to fish or to dive, it is great. It's a little crowded right now with spring break. Before I was there, though, I got to go to the Florida Carry Region 5 campout. It's kind of a mini GRPC, except, you know, a bunch of people. Our buddy Rick Ecker came.
Right.
And one of the reasons he goes, it's been so long since I've actually got to see people face to face. So it was great. Unfortunately, the news has pressed on pretty crazy since I left. Oh my gosh. And it wasn't all that sane before I left.
No. And yes,
no.
You're correct. But it is interesting because one of the things that's happened with all of these rampage killings is both of those have dropped off of the radar now.
Yeah, but yes. Well, but let's talk. Does it seem strange to you? You do this. You know this material intimately. You study it hours after hour, day after day. And politicians say that the guns that you and I own are, and I'm quoting them here, that I wish this was hyperbole. The guns we used are only used to kill the most innocent people in the least amount of time.
Right.
And yet they turn around and say that that same firearm was used by the police when they came in to try and stop the killing. I can't figure out whether they're trying to insult me or the police. It just seems foolish.
Well, here's the thing with this, okay?
Yeah?
As far as background checks are concerned... And I asked Dan Zimmerman this, and I would submit this to you. I don't understand why every Second Amendment advocate head of every organization out there, why every politician who counts himself as pro-2A, why they aren't standing on top of their little desk in Congress and screaming at them with a list of names and a list of incidents where everybody passed a background check and still carried out a rampage killing.
Yes. Yeah.
Background checks.
There was such a list. I think John Richardson had it up on his Only Guns and Money blog, and it's extensive. Wow.
It is very extensive. I mean, when you look at, let's see, I think the Santa Barbara guys, they used a straw purchaser. Columbine kids used a straw purchaser. I think Virginia Tech. San Bernardino, I'm sorry, Santa Barbara was Elliot Rogers, so, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Isla Vista, right.
Yeah. Except for a few, most of them all passed a background check.
Yep.
And some of the things, I mean, one of the big, I'm still to this day, I'm still mystified why Stephen Paddock took 23 guns upstairs at Mandalay Bay.
Yeah. I don't. That just makes no sense at all, does it?
I could see taking a second one in case one breaks, and you would think he'd be taking like two suitcases of ammo for all the shooting he did, but not 23 guns.
Well, it's not like he's going to have time to reload. I mean, but yeah, or load at all for that matter.
Yeah.
I just saw something that bothered me when they were looking at the history of the murder in Boulder, and somebody pointed out how people needed to have an explanation, and they missed over and over. Oh, this is a white racist. The guy's a Middle Eastern immigrant. Oh, he's a bigot. No, he did write some pro-Islam, anti-Trump things on social media. Oop, that's not what they wanted to hear. And then somebody pointed out, that we wanted to have legislation where if an illegal alien tried to buy a gun illegally, we would report that. And the Dems blocked it. And all of a sudden, that just disappeared from the news media. I'm going, wait, is it, Bill, are we approaching peak hypocrisy?
Yeah. Where
the lies get so tangled, it's hard to keep them straight?
Well, I mean, have you ever talked to an FFL and asked him, hey, what happens when your guy fails the background check? What do you do? Because
right.
I have. And one of these guys I know, he called the cops and said, I think this guy's trying to buy a gun, and there's no way he should be allowed to buy a gun. And the cop said, well, and he set it up to where this guy was going to come back the next day, quote unquote, to pick up the gun. And then the cops never showed.
Wow.
So
now, a buddy of mine is an FFL. Danny Todd owns AZ Firearms. And he goes, it's just a blanket statement with his employees. He goes, guys, if it doesn't, unless it looks and smells just crisp, let's not do it. And he goes, you don't have to explain to me why. I'm not going to put you through the grinder to go, why didn't you sell? You know, the guy's or gal's effect was odd, and it didn't seem like the sort of answers we expected from an honest firearms purchaser. Stop. End of story. Now, unfortunately, you and I don't want to see that because the FFL is afraid that the ATF will later come and beat them up if the ATF simply refuses to answer a background check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a stacked deck, but at the same time, these guys, some of these guys make, I don't know how they would make the call. I don't know how they would make the call. But then, like in the case of this Colorado shooting, his whole
right.
family's like, he always was prone to anger. He always was moody. We think he had mental health issues. And then he shows up and they're like, the other day he was in here playing with an army gun. And they don't,
right.
they live in a state where they have enhanced universal background checks and the red flag law.
Yep.
Nothing stopped this guy.
Boulder, for a while, passed its assault weapons ban.
That's right. Just got shot down. And that's the other thing. They're out there saying, well, if this had still been in place, even though he bought the gun in Arvada, if this had still been in place, this would not have happened.
Not. Unfortunately, I mean, think of it. We saw an assault in Baltimore, Maryland, and Boulder, Colorado. These aren't bastions of gun rights. And the... We did just see a guy, a crazy man in Georgia. No one was shot. I think the guy was doing a media impersonation. He just wanted the attention. And he's a crazy guy, and the judge forgot to cite him, so he's never in the NICS system. That's becoming a habit. Maybe we'll talk about that when we come back.
We could do that. How do people find you?
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's been carried at Clash Daily and on Ammoland. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm co-host on the Polite Society podcast. We'll record again tonight.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, talking to Rob Morse back off of his vacation?
Well, let's dive into the craziness, Bill. We did see some assaults in anti-gun areas, Maryland, Boulder, Colorado. Was near the near Baltimore, Maryland, where in the entire state of Maryland, unlike Colorado, it's almost impossible to get a concealed carry permit. Some sheriffs in western Maryland will do it. None in the eastern seaboard area. The thing that bothered me about this story coming out of Georgia was a guy who essentially was wearing a bunch of guns almost like a uniform. You know, if you wanted to mock tactical, and he walks into a store, and I'm not sure how the arrest went down. What I was interested in was the legal markers that happened before he was arrested. Like, he had a domestic violence conviction, but the case was closed before the courts convicted him and entered it into NICS. So he served time. He was on parole. But somehow the court clerk closed the case before saying, oh, NICS, domestic violence, shouldn't have a gun. On the other hand, if the guy, when you read why he, the DV charges, he threw a bowl of food at his stepbrother. Typically, you don't get charged for that. Like, there's a bunch of other things going on before. That's what we write down on the form because the other stuff is either too crazy or too nebulous. And what I suspect is we have another person with mental illness who never got treated. I'm reminded after the Sandy Hook assaults, Republicans proposed a massive increase in mental health treatment all across the United States, and Democrats vetoed those amendments. This, lives are at stake in ways the press isn't talking about.
See, you know, what you're describing, there used to be mental health. They called them charter hospitals around where I live, for example. They're not around anymore. They're not around anymore. When you talk about getting treatment for mental health, who's doing that now? I mean, I know, for example, that you can be put into they have rooms in a hospital for the mentally ill.
And we have local treatment clinics in my area.
But nothing like it used to be. We don't really. True. I mean, you can go to a general practitioner, and you know, you can say, well, you know, doctor, I went on my vacation the other day and I didn't catch my complement of fish, so I'm real depressed. Can you give me something for my depression? And he will do it. He'll give you something for your depression that years ago, it used to be that you had to go see a psychiatrist at the very least, or a psychologist to get that. Now that's a very broad category of drugs. I mean,
wow, that's scary because there's you've read about archaic medical practices. We used to bleed people.
Yeah.
I wonder if a lot of our mental health treatment isn't going to be looked on the same way we look at mental health treatment in Victorian England, as barbaric and uninformed and superstition. I hope so. I would love for us to do a much better job. But you know, that's harsh. Yeah, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals talking about witch doctors. All right. When do we want to go there?
Hey, it's the Ninth Circus. They proved themselves once again that they are the Ninth Circus. So,
did you have Alan and Stephen in to talk about the Young case yet?
I haven't. I've been texting with Stephen. I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get him to bounce back in. But Stephen is
a busy man.
Yeah. Although, did you see in the Sixth Circuit, they ruled that the bump stock is not a machine.
Yes.
Gun.
And interestingly enough, and just when the hidden humor behind court delays, it was the Trump ATF that imposed that, and it's now the Biden ATF that gets the losing report. crazy. Yeah, in the ninth, I skimmed through the 125 pages, and I've spoken to Alan and Stephen before at some of the conferences we go to. Their appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court saying, hey, you won't let us open carry, you won't let us conceal carry, you've outlawed carry. And the Ninth Circuit writes the most convoluted, narrow legal bit of spaghetti I've read. It took them 100 pages to not answer the question when they say there's no right to bear arms and the right to keep and bear arms. It's just like, what, guys, what are you thinking? It was just, well, compared to other things I've read, it seemed legal sophistry. I wonder if it will finally offend the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll find out.
Yes, we will. I'm sure that's
I know he's
going to
feel it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know Alan's working on it already. And Eugene Bullock and has the Bullock conspiracy. It's now carried at Reason. And they're saying, man, what the lower courts have done to the Heller decision, oh, yeah, yes, you really, really, really need to straighten this out because they're making up stories. They're making up, what's it called? I forgot. I'm drawing a blank. The standards of review. It's just
they're
being
not using strict scrutiny. Yeah,
they're not. It's wow. It seems to be more like a writing assignment.
Yeah.
And these are
for
very
beginners.
Sharp legal minds.
I'll tell you now. Right. I'll tell you this about any of these courts. Just remember one thing about these courts. All these courts are just fancy lawyers.
Yes.
You know, they're not some legal mind that are closed off from the rest of the world like Buddha. They are absolutely out there all kinds of different ways. Tell everybody how to find you real quick, please.
Well, indeed. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'll put another episode out later this week. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's now owned by the Second Amendment Foundation. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's carried at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, and on Amalant. I write the Armed Citizens column there as well. Bill, it's great to be back with you. We'll
yes.
go at it again after the break.
You got it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm reiterating my call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics. Reinstate the mandate if you let it down.
President Biden's comments at a White House event on Monday regarding COVID-19. The president also saying that 90% of American adults will be eligible to receive a coronavirus vaccination within the next 3 weeks. Biden also with a message for all Americans.
Mask up. Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way.
The CDC is extending its national ban on evictions through the end of June. The CDC saying that preventing evictions and keeping people out of crowded settings is a key step in stopping the spread of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. A staffer for President Biden blocked Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz from taking video at a migrant facility. Cruz and his fellow Texan Republican Senator John Cornyn leading a Republican delegation to the border over the weekend. As far as what he saw on that trip, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox and Friends.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. This little political apparatchik who's been working for the Biden administration for 2 weeks came down and tried to tell senators in my group, like Dan Sullivan, to put their phones away or they were going to be escorted down to the facility, and it just made me wonder who was going to actually do that. Since the Border Patrol agrees that Joe Biden's policy is utter and total failure.
Armed members of the far-left Antifa network clashed with passing-by motorists and counter-protesters outside Oregon's capital on Sunday. Video footage showing members of Antifa assaulting people with pro-Trump and pro-law enforcement flags driving by the capital in Salem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Rob Morse from everywhere, from the Glades, from Kim and I were discussing the other day what you've gone through just in the last year.
Yeah.
I was wondering out loud. I was, Rob hasn't lived in Louisiana that long. I wonder how much longer he's going to live there.
I enjoy it, and it's home now. Yeah, but it is a hard place to live at times. But when you think of it, there are earthquakes and fires in California. You guys get your share of tough weather. We got ours all in a rush. Texas had its ice storm. Life has its ups and downs.
Yeah.
Thank you for thinking of me, though. And we did get to make fun of Rick Ector being cold in Central Florida in March. So we go, Rick, you're from Detroit.
What?
Aren't you used to this? Yeah, he doesn't camp in Detroit.
When we were in Atlanta, Rob and John Adine and I, we went to a German restaurant, and there were a couple of New Jersey guys up there, and it was like 70 degrees or maybe 80 degrees. And one of those New Jersey guys got every glass of water and the pitcher of water because they were burning up in the 70/80 degree weather. And I was just watching that. I thought it was incredible what he was going through because of where he lives. So anyway,
what people get used to. On the other hand, thank goodness that some of the people from Minnesota come down to the Keys to vacation. Their money and their enjoyment are welcome. We got to talk about the craziness in the courts.
Sure.
But by Wednesday, so I guess that would be Dean Weingarten should be able to cover this. Paul Clement, a former Solicitor General, brought the case New York State Rifle and Pistol Association to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's got a bow on it. The Second Amendment allows the government to prohibit ordinary law-abiding citizens from carrying handguns outside the home for self-defense. Yes or no? So the case is distributed last week. It generally relists it once before granting or denying. So we should know by Wednesday, April 1st, whether the Supreme Court is actually a court or if it's just politics by another means.
Well,
any bets?
I would go with the politics part.
Yeah, me too.
I would go with the politics part. Politicians, the problem with politicians now is that they don't understand. When they talk about the woke people, and that those are the woke
right.
on the left,
uh-huh.
they don't understand that people on the right are woke to their shenanigans as well. They don't understand that. They don't get it. And,
the thing I worry about is, are we living in a Potemkin world where polls are skewed? You and I think that the government is crazy and doing things that are just passing strange, and yet the polls can come back and say, oh, no, the American people love this. I'm going, really? I'm not sure I believe you.
I don't believe any polls. I don't believe any polls. Even when they come down, if they're out there, we did a poll today to see how many people like Bill Frady. 99% said yes. I'd be like, I don't believe it.
Right.
I don't believe it.
So I think until we get more alternative media and they start telling the truth, wow. Well, somebody, now, again, this is National Review. Okay, a place to start, even if they have some Trump problems.
Yeah.
They finally admitted that, or they said what everybody knew, that Hunter Biden probably broke the law on his 4473, and that ordinary people get convicted of that, but our elites are above mere small problems like that.
Well, have you read the whole story about what happened with him and his gun, how his wife went and threw it in the trash? And I mean, what kind of people do that kind of thing?
Wow. People who have so much money that they don't need to worry about following the law or dropping $1,000 in the trash.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't, especially these leftists, aren't they out there going, well, you know, wouldn't it be a tragedy if a child was to find your gun? You've got a gun,
wow.
I'm throwing it in a dumpster. And then a dumpster
right.
diver went and found it.
Oh, my God. That, yeah, short of that, but short of that, Bill, being the answer, I think, from the left is, yeah, but that didn't happen. Yes, it was irresponsible. Thank God that didn't happen. But you're just making up stories. You go, wait a minute. I thought safe storage was a big push for Democrats. You want gun owners to be responsible. Well, but not our political elites. The making up of excuses for our political elites, I think it's alienating more and more American citizens. Maybe that's why they have to rent so many from foreign countries where they're used to shenanigans of this order by the political class. What bothers me, though, is you or I would get prosecuted for doing something like that.
Yeah, we would. Absolutely.
It's a felony, and we'd lose our right to own guns. Wow. I mean, on the other hand, maybe it makes sense, Bill, because if you can take a dollars and cents. Well, yeah, if you can take $1 billion from the Chinese, and that's not, oh, no, there's no conflict of interest. If one of the things that frightens me, and we've mentioned it before, Biden has come forward again and said, you know, I want to, by executive order, eliminate the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. so that gun owners are absolutely liable for how guns are used. And I wonder if that's not a Chinese ploy in disguise. Can you imagine any manufacturer making anything in the United States if when somebody falls down on a bar of soap, the soap manufacturer gets sued?
No. I know that they're wishing for a whole bunch of things. Now, the one thing I'm waiting for a couple of things to happen so that we know that at least in 2021 they're not going to be able to do it, but they're not going to be able to do most of the things they want to do. And but we can discuss that in the next segment. But the politics, I'm actually sort of enjoying, to be honest with you.
Really?
What's happening with the left, because, you know, they thought this was it. We just got Biden. That means we are a slam dunk for this. Here we go. We're going to get everything we want. We're going to have an assault weapon ban. We got the wind at our backs again. It's just like it was at Sandy Hook. Oh, yeah, we didn't get nothing that day either. You know, I'm enjoying this because right now the gun controllers that propped up, you know, Joe,
right.
They got buyer's remorse. Anyway, tell everybody how to find you real quick, please.
I host the self. I can't. I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writings carried at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, and at Ammoland. And once a week, when I'm not on vacation, I get to come back to Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you.
There you go. That's the best one you've done so far. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Rob Morse, as we do.
We were trying to place bets on whether the courts were really a political body or where there was such a thing as law. I noticed when I was gone, and pleasantly surprised as I drove through parts of Georgia, that the Georgia legislature said, you know, we didn't do a very good job guaranteeing that the last elections were free and fair. We see that the federal government is trying to federalize and impose national standards with which we disagree. That the ink is barely dry on that, and there has been a challenge saying that requiring people to identify themselves is racist. That reminded me of President Biden saying, yeah, for gun control, yeah, that's a matter of timing. To me, what that says is he doesn't have the arguments. He needs the media to ramrod the decision to impose unwanted gun control on the American people when he can generate some headlines from a tragedy. And as the Democrats have stated time and again, never let a tragedy go to waste. That seems weak, pathetic, but too close to probable. Maybe we're going to lose our rights when the FBI fails to do their job again and a crazy person gets a gun.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm with all of these things that get thrown into the mix, especially with the last couple of things that you were saying, at some point, there's going to, and I see it building up all over the country. We've got the FBI. You just brought them up. Obviously, the background check system is broke, right?
Right.
Now, why wouldn't we go and, because the background check system is only going to be as good as the data that is supplied yes. to it.
Exactly.
And we know, that not everybody is supplying data to it. Now, at some point, when I look at all these things that we've talked about the list of all the guys that have done these rampage killings and they've passed a background check. We know background checks don't stop nothing.
Right.
we know that, you know, red flag laws don't stop nothing.
Right.
And in the instances where they actually might would have stopped something if the gun was going to be the only thing they were going to use, they're not even applied.
Sadly.
I don't even get served. So, and then we look at, let's look at Oregon. Now, in Oregon, this past weekend, Antifa was in Oregon, and they were armed with all manner of things. They had things to throw, they had guns, they had melee weapons, they had all these things, and the cops stood back.
Right. In Oregon, where they just basically said, oh, yeah, anything remotely near government property, you don't have the right to keep and bear.
Right.
Unless you, right. Government is so large that we've dangerously politicized everything. Wow, that's just scary.
Yep. This is going to lead to some things that the government, local, state, federal, they're not going to be able to control. Because right now, while all these ineffective things are happening, or not happening, and then the horrific things happen as a result of the other things not working.
Right.
As it becomes more and more out there, because the government has said, well, you know, your steam, that means something, this means something, that means something. You're going to have a bunch of fearful people, and I'm predicting a second gun-buying surge. We're going to have a bunch of fearful people that will take to the streets over this stuff. You're going to have a bunch of people that start getting busted in gun-free zones carrying a gun. Because how long have we been hammering the whole thing about, well, all of these things happen in a gun-free zone?
Bill, what we just saw in Chicago, a guy was attacked in his car. He was carrying a gun illegally. He used it legally to defend himself, but he didn't have a FOID card. And yet we're claiming we don't want a, what did they call it? Classroom to prison pipeline.
Right.
When you make it so difficult that the average guy can't get a carry permit and yet needs it because of rampant violence.
Yep.
That's not racist. The heck it isn't. Certainly is. But wow, the media's got to start telling the truth. There's a piece of hope. I saw this news. I wanted to jump for joy. Geo Rep. Andrew Clyde out of Georgia. Did you see where he said, of course I stepped around the metal detector on purpose to become a test case. Yes, I expected to be charged by Speaker Nancy Pelosi for violating House rules. I need to be charged to claim that those House rules are in violation of law.
Right.
She charged me $15,000 in fine. Awesome. I'm good with taking the hit. Now we can go file a court case. If that's real, that's the best. I have a new favorite politician. I didn't, you know, that makes three or four of them that I like.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to get him on the show? That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach out to some of these guys. They're just so busy anymore.
Right. In contrast, Murphy out of Connecticut. What's his first name? Chris Murphy, right,
Chris
Democrat
Murphy, yeah.
Senator, is just singing, yeah, after we get background checks, maybe we can somehow federalize the way Connecticut issues carry permits. And I was talking I had some friends from Connecticut that I was just talking to on the phone. No, that is not the system we want to spread nationally. Thank God for 50 laboratories of democracy. Let's do better. And I noticed that AWR went through part of the list that you cited. The Las Vegas attacker passed a background check. Colorado had background checks. They're not a solution. They're an excuse to limit the rights of honest people. Some of that, though, cuts pretty close to home. In Louisiana, the legislature unanimously passed a law that said, no, school boards cannot throw kids out of school because there was a picture of a gun in the background. Where this is where the fourth grader, his brother trips over a BB gun. The fourth grader picks it up, moves it out of the way, and the school suspends him and then asks that the individuals pay the school legal fees when they challenge it. Finally, the boards, the legislature in Louisiana had the common sense to say the judgment in the court was wrong. We've changed the law, and you can go back and get ask for lawyer's fees to defend yourself from a ridiculous school board.
Good stuff. I do like it when the good guys win on the occasion that it does happen. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find yourself, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is Slow Facts, and that's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up. Usually it's found on Ammoland if it's about guns, Clash Daily if it's about politics. I also write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. And if I've been good, once a week I get to be with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you for juggling hours to let me come on, Bill.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wore the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.